December 5th, 1993, December the 5th for the other recorder. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. Hatton present in great joy and radiance, and let's hope all of our electronics work. I have informed our intelligence surveillance teams that they will either leave the electronic equipment alone or I shall blow it out. I'm repeating it here because I'm not sure they picked it up off the computer earlier. I'm going to ask Gunter to be very cautious about what he says. We have arranged this because we want the witnesses of you present. If those ones at the other end of the phone line will not allow this call to take place, that tells us a whole bunch. And don't worry about it, we're on top of it. The mere fact that he's made several phone calls this morning should tell you that he is at least alive, well, and speaking. I'm not going to give in-depth information. Very many, very tedious negotiations are underway. There is a massive smear campaign being thrust forth, not the least of which was this garbage that just came through, and all of you are now aware of it. Regardless of what you think of it, it is, of course, the most ignorantly written thing I've ever read. And I've read a lot of ignorant things. But I did cause Dorma to have to spend the entire morning while we write little sentences and then make brief comments. It's hard to restrain yourself from making lots of comments. We're going through this exercise because I want you ones to, number one, have verification and confirmation I'm who I say I am. I'm not going to ask Gunter to give you any further confirmation as to who I am, but you will notice how he responds. You see, when we had him before, Sam Russell was here. Oh my, we do have a lot of aliases, don't we? Precious Sam Russell's name is Bell. It's hard to know who's in, who's out, who's around, and who's an alias. And of course, every one of you females who marry pick up another alias. So it's fun and it's interesting. Let's just always keep the game out here on the table so that it is fun and interesting. Because when we begin to focus too carefully on a given one item, you have set yourself up just exactly where your enemy wants you, in total focus of the enemy into distraction. We're going to have some problems coming in, not the least of which will be from apparently the Austrian embassy. Don't pay much attention to that part of it, Jean, because there are two things going on. One, they want him back in Austria. Gunther Rosbacher comes from the lineage of Habsburg. He is an amazingly important person in that family, not the least of which is that he will fall heir to much of that Habsburg estate, etc. They're not going to pin many charges on him, any warrants that say he was a naughty little boy impersonating officers. Although I do believe that you're going to find a charge of aircraft theft. Now, this is prevalent all through this attack on his character. While everything of importance is missed, I mean, this man went around in naval captain's uniforms Army majors, Air Force majors uniforms. He would go into any Strategic Air Command base with his insignias upside down, and every idiot on the base would let him through while he went and picked up a Learjet or two or an SR-71 of Casey's. Well, it was a modified Learjet. They called it Blackbird. If this is a kind of military security you have, I believe you're in serious, serious trouble. If a 16, 17-year-old child can impersonate an officer and fool everybody at Offutt Air Force Base. Now, this is all mixed up, all entangled, but along the way, we have to assume then that Mr. Rusbacher did, in fact, sit somewhere and pull out all his fingernails himself. They also accuse him of faking a heart attack when he thought he was going to be deported or something. That means, I suppose, in faking a heart attack, he must have faked it to the point where he then performed his own quintuple bypass surgery recently, less than 3 weeks ago. We have to look at what we have to deal with here. You have a classic case of operatives, idiots, now trying to discredit everything that will come out from this man. I don't care how much they discredit. I don't care how much you believe, how much anyone believes. I don't even care what Ross Perot believes. Because we're not, through the Constitutional Law Center, going out to see whether or not Gunter Rusbacher was, is, or ever was a CIA agent. The fact is, he is being unconstitutionally and unlawfully imprisoned. And this has been one big game from onset of the game. You will notice that a few days ago, Clifford Clark, whoever. And his buddy, Kazarian buddy, sitting there with him, his attorney and henchman, fellow henchman, were just what? Totally acquitted, totally released, totally absolved of all wrongdoing. Billions and billions of dollars of your money unlawfully, criminally exchanged, forwarded, hidden, managed, and stolen. But he is getting on up in age, his poor old soul, and he's a little infirm, they say, and therefore we don't want to put him out any further by taking this any further talk. You should be terrified out of your mind. What is Gunter Rusbacher being held on this minute? Well, not this minute, because, you see, you put forth enough pressure, and when we started pulling in Perot and Jerry Spence, etc., 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 they went into high gear. Word came back that the $450,000 bail against a $2,000 at most fabricated charge would be dropped. He would be released on his own recognizance, I suppose. Well, that happened. I think the zunts happened because he's still in jail. But they've moved him. Now, they did, on his own recognizance, move him. That means that his former prosecutor, judges, defending attorney, all of them are now off in another county, and he's even without an attorney. They moved him into St. Louis jail, but the nurse is being very, very observant of this man. They put him in a cell. It's yet to be determined what will happen from this place, but the nurse is making regular calls to report on his condition. when he can't. And they have moved him outside her station where he gets instant attention. What the hell are they doing? Well, I'm having this problem. I've got to keep him in there long enough for Perot to respond. They want to get this over with, but they have an outstanding hearing schedule for February. That would just about perfect what Gunther needs to do. So what the super are they going to conjure up now? Well, we'll see. I'm sure they've got something. On the other hand, the smear campaign, they made an announcement at the beginning of this to us. You may as well let our aircraft go because, you see, I'm still dangling their aircraft. I'm having a great deal of fun. A lot more fun, actually, than Gunther. He's got a heartache, you know. I mean, it hurts there where they stripped him out. The doctors, finally, because of the bombardment from you people and the threats against all of the system, if he so much as thought about dying, that the two in charge of him refused to further touch him. You can make a difference. We came into this case late for a very specific reason, to let you know that no matter how bad it gets, there are alternatives. Have we won? Sweethearts, we've won the war. The enemy just hasn't caught up yet with the facts of it. And if you focus an entire war on one soldier, you're going to be in serious, serious trouble. Is Gunther Rusbacher a big player? He wasn't. I would suggest that he probably has become at least a pretty intensive interest. Am I taking this opportunity to make myself a commander, Yorgos Hatton, Pleiades' command, known to you? Not particularly. I don't care whether I'm known to the masses or not. That would just create another smear campaign. And when they start on that smear campaign, my friends, you're in for real serious trouble. They'll terrorize this country like it has never been terrorized before. And while we're on the subject of terror, you are witnessing one of the most incredibly horrible displays of terrorizing that this nation will have so far known. It goes along with your operation or Project Monarch, which is a sex slave headed by George Bush operation. It was structured to be very, very integral a part of NAFTA. It is a, quote, white slave business. Many, many thousands of children have been abducted, kidnapped, taken, and shipped to places where they are put through the most horrendous brainwashing, brain training, incredible torture of anything imagined in your wildest dreams. But you see, if you know what they're doing and you hold the hand of God, they cannot reprogram you, and you can be deprogrammed. I'm not going to give away methodology. I'm not going to give away locations, etc. I'm just telling you that right now, the Petaluma murder of little Polly was perfected through this organization by trained, programmed agents, supposedly in your service. There are at least two others across the United States now missing why would they bother to kill them rather than just ship them directly over? Because they like younger children for the brain training. And they are set forth now to absolutely terrify you out of your minds. How better to get to a set of parents? They will choose ones that are very, very outgoing, very popular, very beautiful, very loved by their community, so that you can get a result exactly like you're getting in Petaluma. They're all in mourning, all in grieving, and they have missed the obvious of the murder itself. You're in it. And until you understand you are in it, there is absolutely zero way for you to get out of it. Our people would never do it. I've heard it. Our nation is the humanitarian nation, the chosen godly nation. You are the big Satan. Remember it. The international community has named you well because you are the central headquarters of the heinous satanic people who rule your world. And they are my enemy. They better get to be yours. Are there threats from outer space to your nation? Yes. I would hope that those enemies do not represent your people of God enemy. Will God do anything about it? Yes, indeed, but not what you expect. Well, won't he intervene? No, he will not. The only intervention that will be is through the uncovering and absolutely the manipulation of information. I can tell secrets, and I shall do so. And I shan't let Dorma know in advance what those secrets are, because she is a telephone receiver and a translator. Nothing more, nothing less. I would never, never, never burden her with even psychic phenomena. But I want to tell you something. When Gunther Rustbacher started praying to God for help, he got it. And he's getting it. Does this mean that there is no way anybody is ever going to get to him to kill him? No, it doesn't mean that. It means the consequences of such an act will be unbelievable to the hierarchy and the elite. Well, is it just because Gunther's such a good guy? No, Gunther was in their service and he killed a lot of people, and that does not make him a good guy. But it does mean that he is fully trained, and he certainly knows how to maneuver around in this incredible society. And he comes from a family high enough on the political royalty totem pole that they're going to have to think pretty damn hard before they wipe him out. And now so much focus is being placed on this man. It gets harder, do you see? And in the uncovering, you're going to be shocked at some things. You're going to be shocked at ones who have set him up to protect their own asses. I'm not even going to be nice and say assets. These people I consider dregs of humanity. They have no loyalty, not even to their brothers in training. well, can these other ones help it? Of course they can help it, the same way you can help it. The way ones get programmed in adulthood after the fact is the same way you deprogram. They are already absorbed into the trained program system of me. If it does feel good, then go out there and do it. No matter how heinous, no matter how wrong, note I didn't say bad, I said wrong, it is. And anyone trying to come against that system in the early programming, like your soldiers, they are singled out. And if they cannot be programmed, they are taken out. How do you feel about a barracks that is blown up because it contains men they couldn't program? The ones they didn't take out in the field. You were allowed to know one or two of those people, having been correspondents with them. Well, I want to tell your military some bad, bad news. Those two are sitting right beside me now. And you know they existed because friendly fire took them out at the orders of a Khazarian Israeli officer. And you can continue to hide your head from the Israeli first attack on Iraq if you want to. The entire world was set up for the benefit of Great Britain. The Queen of England, the head of the Committee of 300 and the drug trade, didn't really have a lot to do with oil. That was a side benefit. And guess who benefited the most out of that side benefit? The Bush family in Bahrain. So all sorts of negotiations go on all the time. You're going to find in Operation or Project Monarch that George Bush, listen to me, George Bush and Ronald Reagan, but mainly George Bush, literally not only had his own little political sex slaves, but he started abusing the child at 3.5 years old, the daughter of the one who blew the whistle. And so between the ages of 3.5 to 8 years old, Mr. George Bush used this child as a programming example. The training person involved in Operation or Project Monarch on a domestic civilian level is a hypnotist called Dante. Your logical question would be to me, is this the same Dante that runs around the country and in one day can certify hypnotherapists so that you can go out and heal the world? Close. Close enough. These are the ones put out there so you public goes just running up to the door, and I am a certified hypnotherapist also. You have just become, under his tutelage, one of the most dangerous people in your citizenry. You have no idea. No idea. And when you don't understand, and when you cannot comprehend it, and when you say, I just cannot believe it, join the crowd. Join the crowd. These are not nice things. The person who finally, we got deprogrammed enough to be able to pull her mind together. Became an incredible source of information. And what was the final pull that managed to do this? Some undercover agents got her out. But it was the fact that her child was being abused in front of her. Her own father, for his business gain, sold her into the CIA for this purpose. She was utilized to carry the most incredibly confidential information to the bedrooms of De La Madrid in Mexico, who was the authority with Salinas, or Salinas, however you want to pronounce that president's name. She became his sex partner and ordered up his own. If he would sign these documents, and when he would clarify and authorize these documents, she was to then take them back to Reagan and Bush and Cheney. He put his seal for the nation of Mexico on the document. She took it back. Reagan looked at it and said, little kitten, this is your death warrant. They went farther. They even told her that she was going to be taken out she was going to be murdered in a snuff film and would be killed by fire by Dante. And this almost came to perfection. Still feel good about your administration? Oh my. Oh my. And one's asked me, why must I continue to talk about these things? Why don't we just talk about perfecting a change? I don't think you can get much lower than these child pornography, sexual abuse cases. We'll finish writing a brief summary of their training techniques, etc. You're going to have to see it. We're going to cut down the contact, but I'm going to put this one in there enough that you get it. You cannot go much further. And I should back up. Guess what the document meant? As of the day that seal went on that document, the North American Free Trade Agreement went into full operation, starting with the drug trade out of Mexico. It was consummated in authorization by a ball, softball size of black tar heroin. No, indeed. These thugs don't want ones like Russbacher out. And therefore, ones like Russbacher have a lot of service to be done. They don't need to tattle anymore. So we'll try to keep it pretty much isolated to a discussion about his well-being. He's not the only one in there, you see. He isn't even the only one in the Missouri system. Missouri is the state that has the most political prisoners. How many of you remember 60 Minutes? I believe it could have been prime. No, it was 60 Minutes. It's been done several times in different ways. This group of naval SEALs went into and infiltrated these great naval bases. Just went in. Well, one of them doing that, and was so obviously doing it for the uncovering of the absolute stupidity of the naval security system, that it got onto all of these talk shows. He's in there. He's in there in a Missouri state prison for some stupid nonsense, exactly like Gunther's. His name is Strong. I want it to be heard here. Because at some point, citizens, you're going to have to go get these out. Or leave them to die. Gene can't do it all. In fact, you're never even going to hear about most of them. Most of them have already been taken out. Yes, indeed. I want to hear what kind of a response we get from Mr. Pearl. And I'll tell you, I want, before this day is over, what I have written this morning, faxed to Mr. Pearl's headquarters, along with Jerry Spence, along with Gunther.
Hello?
Hello. You have a collect call from...
It's Gunther Rossbacher.
In the St. Louis County Jail, using Silverado Communications. If you will pay, dial 3 now. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Gunther.
How are you?
We are fine. How are you?
Oh, I think I'm going to survive. It's just a question of getting well again, you know? The surgery has taken more out of me than I dared dream was possible.
Well, just the lower half of your heart.
That's true. But I have 5 brand new bypass grafts that seem to be working quite well. At least I'm not a walking heart attack victim anymore.
Well, that's the good news.
How's everybody in Tehachapi?
Well, they're all just fine, and they're all sitting around here in the meeting room listening to you.
Yes, I heard him in the background. Greetings, each and every one of you. With any luck at all, I might be in the area this time next week.
Wouldn't that be nice?
No, I think this time we're there, EJ. I think we'll make it.
Captain.
Right.
This is your friend.
Hey, how are you?
This is Commander. Please don't confuse my translator with myself. I'm going to, before we get into conversation, son, I want to caution you. There are still some very, very tedious negotiations to be completed. You have a lot of enemies. At this point, I believe we're gaining a lot of friends. And I have some interesting negotiations going over regarding some of your military missing aircraft. Now, while we're on the subject, there is a massive smear campaign going forth about you. Now, you know that. And, of course, this is distressing Ray Ellen. Never mind it. It can only play into our hands, and we'll make sure that we get all the documents where we take each one of these little smears and we make our little comments, and we're going to make sure it gets to all the same important people that begin to precipitate instant movement. You have assault coming. Probably it will appear massively through the Austrian embassy, but they don't have their, pardon the military language, crap together, and they are going to botch it.
They're going to what?
They're going to botch it.
Okay.
So let us just realize that they will. They are coming back now with several different stories, of course, not the least of which you already know about, and those are those outstanding warrants for your misbehavior in Austria. Son, I don't understand how in the world you managed to do so much damage and take so many airplanes. I'm curious as to who taught the hell out of you to fly.
Good question, isn't it? I think it's a very good question. On the one hand, they say I'm not capable. On the other hand, they charge me with theft of these airplanes.
Well, I'm letting everybody know that you pulled out your fingernails yourself, and I'm letting everybody know that you did your own quintuple bypass surgery.
Absolutely.
On a faked heart charge.
I don't know what happened. I think the Austrian embassy was trying to negotiate something in my favor by spreading certain amounts of disinformation
yes.
around to the American prosecutor.
Yes.
Whether it's worked or not, I don't know. You know, the fact of the matter is, I'm out of St. Charles. I am now in St. Louis. And as you know, the next step tomorrow is negotiate with the court here, and I'll be a free man.
Well, let's just not leave, please. Any locations or you have said sufficient.
Yes.
And everything from this end can be both verified, and you're going to be without an attorney.
Correct.
Gene will be staying in touch. Gene is in this room at the minute.
Okay.
And we're taking a lot of our steps through the Constitutional Law Center. It pulls immediate attention, and I believe that we will get very, very pleasing results in a very short period of time. And
wonderful to me.
In the meanwhile, you need to heal yourself because you're going to go to work right away.
I'm ready. I may not have the energy at present, but I am ready to do my job.
Yes, I know.
I suppose you know that the INS also dropped their detainer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting, audience?
I think it's rather strange.
Oh, I think it's interesting. This man, you know, well, we won't go into it, Gunther.
I don't think it's enough.
We'll wait till you're here.
Right.
So that
I'm
we
looking
can.
Forward to being in Tehachapi.
Well, we need the camaraderie a little bit because I want to tell you, I cannot express appreciation enough to this crew. They've done it.
I do understand.
Man does not think that he can have any kind of power against the system that has come down. And I'm going to tell you something else that will make your day.
Okay.
You have heard about Cosmos and Cosmos, and then there's Cosmos, and then there is the Cosmos, Seafood Energy Cosmos.
Yes.
And there are gold certificates, and there are other interesting things. Well, the fat lady who sings and signs on gold certificates of that magnitude has just called to inform us that they have now deposited the big gold certificate in the proper bank, and there is panic in the gold market, and I want to verify that. I don't have any comment about the certificate in point, but I do have comment about how quickly, CNN, our favorite media information source, turned immediately to the probable upsurge in gold stocks. Not, mind you, gold coins, because there isn't enough gold in the United States to even touch the first day's interest.
Absolutely.
So don't we have fun to look forward to? Where is all that wonderful gold?
But I think the economy, or the reslatering of the economy, has basically drawn out to the point where the gold itself no longer is a backing for any currency. There is not enough gold in the world to back the amount of monetary value that's been put on the market. these systems are all depleted as far as actual gold reserve. Not just the U.S.'s, but everybody's.
Well, it's interesting because I'm having my fun, too. I have invited all the surveillance teams to just monitor this conversation, and I've also told them if they interrupt it, I will blow out all of their electronic equipment.
I'm sure they appreciate that.
Well, they do. And I appreciate the equal communication. I also want to put them on notice that I believe that we will be able to set up some very interesting Austrian bank accounts.
No doubt.
And I believe that maybe some of that gold they've stolen, they can keep in Switzerland because I know where there's lots more.
Sure, that'll make everybody very happy.
Aren't we going to have fun, son?
You're not kidding.
And we're not going to tattle on them or anything.
No.
Isn't that wonderful? You can go out of there and swear that you will never tell another one of their secrets.
No, I don't really want to, be honest with you. That's enough.
That's right. It's old hat now.
That's
and
right.
And the other garbage that they have been doing lately is so much more incredibly horrible that you don't need to risk one more moment of yours and Ray Ellen's existence.
No, it's not worth it.
Excuse me, please. Just a minute. We need to turn our tapes.